A2 and A3, rather than having, because what we're having here is a discussion where we are clear on A1. There is no, so far, no issue with reporting deaths. Sorry, not A1, what is now A2, part of the composite A1. On A3, we have differences of views. If we say A2 reporting the number of deaths, and we don't have to litigate 100,000 because it's in the target. So it's really a simple affirmation. We will have an indicator that matches the target in its purest sense, number of deaths. We now need a better understanding of whether indeed we can deal with missing and presumed death as a corollary to deaths in the absolute term. My desire for going in this way is that we can clean one and continue a discussion on the other. And if we keep the composite, we can come back to the composite, but I would appeal for us to drop A1 and maintain A2, A3 as the two options. And then if we come to convergence that we can have both missing and death in the indicator, we can go to an A1 with it broken down into A2, A3, or we can write it as a composite. That, I think, is my objective. I see Costa Rica trying to come in on this and then back to the EU.